When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, we're here, everybody. Hello.
This is a little gay announcement.
Poodle and I, you would think that if we were doing the show in the morning that we're both hungover. We're both like sipping coffee. I don't know why. It's just the mornings are harder for me lately. It's just I got to get going.
I feel like this would be a good time to use our NPR voices where everyone just talks really close to the microphone.
We're going
to
talk about a beautiful chicken shawarma that I had last night. Had some beautiful herbs.
I have discovered the best Indian vegetarian restaurant.
They do pause weird.
Over in Mission Heights.
That's true. Have you realized, too, on NPR, have you ever seen that one? It was like a BuzzFeed listicle where NPR people's names versus what we think they look like versus what they actually look like.
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
Because it is a requirement on that network or on that station to have the most just elaborate name anyway.
And it's just always you hear there. I remember thinking, who was it? Terry Gross. I never thought Terry Gross looked that way. Terry Gross is a very thin, like older woman, kind of quite bird-like.
She has probably the most normal name, but they don't ever be like, this is NPR and you're listening, this is Brad.
No, there's very few Johns. Like, there's a lot of Lulu Garcia, what is her name? Lulu Garcia, someone screaming in their car right now. Corva Coldman.
There's not a Stephanie or a Jennifer at NPR.
Nope.
Nope, they don't let them in.
I can't remember the names now. Steve Inskeep. There's a Steve.
That's true. There is a Steve.
Anyway, let's get to the announcements at hand. Y'all, you're about to hear an episode that we just recorded with Aaron Martin of Pink Shade and Mary Payne Gilbert. We have to say her name that way, from Payne in the Pod.
We had such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time with them.
It was like Old Home Week. Y'all know what Old Home Week is at your church when everybody comes back?
Our homecoming, that's what they'll call it too.
Yeah. You left because you had a disagreement with the preacher. Yeah. But you put bygones to be bygones and everyone comes back and eats macaroni salad.
I was literally about to say, because you know Miss Letty makes that best macaroni salad that you want to fucking eat. And you go
back.
That's
why you go back for homecoming.
That's why you go back. So, y'all.
Bygones be bygones.
Bygones be gone. This episode, we're talking about Tiger Queens. We're also talking about 90 Day Fiancé. We're also talking about 90 Day Fiancé. What now? That's coming up. So, we hope you enjoy it. We just wanted to go ahead and let you know that, y'all, because of Corona, things are a little bit in flux right now.
It's frantic.
So, you're listening to this on the regular podcast. Just for our Gaytreon members, we want to let you know that as of Friday night, it will be 2 weeks of quarantine for Poodle and myself, and we will finally actually be able to be in the same room.
We'll reunite again.
Saturday morning, and we're still standing 6 feet apart. Poodle usually does that with me anyway.
I wish that you could be actually outside my apartment, but I will deal with you being at least 6 feet near me. I won't like it.
He once threw an empty washed out can of plum tomatoes with a string attached to it and just yelled, "Talk to me!" And I said, "This doesn't work."
The littlest human contact, the better. Anyway, so we're going to be – the Patreon episode is going to be probably 2 days late. It's our first late Patreon because of coronavirus. However, we have a surprise. In place of that, where our normal Bi-Curious episode would drop on Friday of this week – God, this is complicated – we will drop that 1 day early. And remember, everything this till April 15th, everything on the Patreon is $5.
Yes, everything on our Gatreon. It's more than a Patreon; it's our Gatreon. So everything will be $5, and so that'll hopefully that will go up on Saturday night, y'all. We tried doing the watch along like with the it just doesn't work. So we got to be together.
Not work. Technology needs to catch up, y'all.
It's true. Patrick won't be with us because he's quarantined, so we'll just have to soldier on and do it ourselves.
Yeah, some of you have really been talking about how Patrick's your favorite part of the watch along. Not helpful language. I just want to say that. Not helpful.
I've seen his ass, so not bare ass, but I get it, ladies. I get it. So we are going to be recovering. We're going to be covering a Netflix show
for our
Bi-Curious episode that's going to drop on Friday. And it's another dating show. Tell them, Poodle.
Why can't you ever hype this up well?
I'm saying it's another dating show. Tell them, Poodle.
No, you just kind of like lip dick it in.
No, I'm just saying it's exciting.
Anyway, y'all, and you know what the good lip dick it in never works. They have to try 3 or 4 times. A little bit lower. Up. Nope.
You know it's not going to work out.
Have you been drinking? Anyway.
It's like eggplant parmesan. It's not as good as chicken parmesan, but you're going to eat it anyway.
You know, Capri's had a really good eggplant parmesan. It was breaded and fried within an inch of its life.
Okay.
And it was the only vegetable those people ate.
True.
Anyway, y'all, drum roll, please. Finish your coffee and give me a fucking drum roll. I don't like that drum roll. We're doing Netflix show, y'all. And it's called Dating Around, which is also kind of my strategy.
It's your Dating Around, right. Y'all.
It's a terrible title. So anyway, it's called Dating Around. There's like five episodes. We are going to be covering episode 3 and episode 4. Episode 3 is a gay, I think he identifies as gay, or at least or queer man named Lex.
He's queer. I'm telling you. He's
insufferable. He's insufferable. And he's going to date 5 insufferable men and go on 1 second date with an insufferable fucker.
I'm a little more hopeful about this show than Poodle, but so each episode is just like 26 minutes, y'all, super easy. So we're going to be doing episode 3 with Lex and then episode 4 with Leonard, who is the senior man dating those older women.
Now, if you thought that because women were a little older and Leonard's a widower, actually, that the women might be a little on the crazier side, you'd be right.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Eileen is wearing either a lot of extensions or wigs. And when she sits down and says to the waiter, I'd like a double martini straight up. And I went, oh, this is going to be a date.
Well, that's a drinker's drink. Also, I feel like Eileen not just has a wig. I believe it's a wig made of other wigs.
Yes.
You know, when you collect 3 wigs and make 1 wig.
It almost, yes, looks like was it Alexis who did the wig reveal on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Those were the good old days.
It was like her first wig before she did the reveal to the second wig. Anyway, y'all, clearly.
26 minutes each.
And clearly we're going to have a lot to talk about that. So you can watch that on your Netflix. Again, that's Dating Around, episodes 3 and 4. And so that's going to drop on Friday. Our Bi-Curious episode. That's our Bi-Curious
Thursday.
Episode. Our Thursday. So that's going to drop on Thursday. And then our Patreon is going to go up on Saturday night.
Bi-Curious will drop Thursday when our normal Patreon does. And the Patreon will go up on Saturday night.
They don't fucking care. They just have their apps open. And then we're already planning our bonus episode for next Friday as well. So we're still...
Y'all, it's a good one.
Let's just say it's an MTV show with hot people pouring beer on them. And that's all we're going to say.
No, that's the Bi-Curious next time.
Oh, that's what... What are we doing next year? I don't remember.
Told you,
I forgot.
Such an idiot. I can't do this. I have to go teach. Please.
All right. You're
making me angry this morning. And you know mornings are not a good time for me.
They're not.
I anger very easily.
All right, y'all. So we're going to go, but we hope you enjoy this crossover episode.
You are trifling. That's exactly what you are. I'm over it.
We hope you enjoy this episode with the ladies from Pink Shade and Pain in the Pod.
Bye, y'all.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
I'll stop.
Okay, no, we'll start because we are recording, everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of 90 Day Gays, y'all.
This is a group scene. When you, in gay pornography, this is referred to as a group scene.
I'm glad you made it disgusting. Poodle.
I did.
Tell everybody.
Right away.
Tell everybody what we're doing today. Introduce our ladies, our real ladies.
This is a crossover between Pink Shade's Erin Martin. Hello, Erin.
Hello. I'm so excited to be in a foursome with you.
Yes. And then we also have the lovely Mary Payne. Mary Payne, remind me of your last name one more time.
Gilbert.
Mary Payne Gilbert, yes. Of Payne and the Pod podcast.
Yes.
Welcome, Mary Payne.
Hey, this is like a what do we call it? A group grope.
Ooh.
Right? Is that what the kids say? Group grope?
Reach around.
Yeah.
Ooh, a reach around.
I don't know. You have children. We don't know. Poodle and I, like, Poodle once tried to get on Reddit and they immediately said, "Who are you? Are you old?" And he went, "Ah," and slammed the computer shut and ran out of the room.
Someone said, "How old are you?" Because I was like asking things and I didn't know some kind of lingo. And someone's like, "How old are you?" And I was like,
That is Poodle's worst fear, to be called old. Old or fat. That is the worst thing you can say to him.
Poodle's like, "What's a Mimi? What's a Mimi? What's a gift gif? What's the LOL?
What's the
lots of love?
Lots of love."
I had to look up what LMAO was back when people were starting to use that. Like, I did a Google search for it. And it was like, I know like 1,000 other people over 70 were doing the same thing. So
totally. I mean,
I look up stuff all the time.
You can tell everything about a person by their Google searches. Mine is like all about immigrants and cults. And so my ads are like so fucked up because I'm constantly researching 90 day or cult shit.
My Google searches today will read, "Do kangaroos punch with their fists?" Because I said that on Erin's podcast this week, and she said they don't. Turns out kangaroos will punch you with their fist, but generally what they like to do is balance on their tail and kick you with their feet. But they will punch you with their fist, Erin. They will.
I have boots on the ground reporting from Kirsty Moore of Reality TV and me. And she left me a voice memo last night over Messenger. And she goes, "I just want to tell you, straight from Melbourne, here's the deal. They do not punch people. On the rare occasion they punch someone, there will be a YouTube video of it. But they do kick the shit out of people." So you're right. They balance on their tail.
You don't want to mess with one. How about that?
Yeah.
I was very worried for Erica.
Erica and Stephanie were just like dancing around the kangaroos.
I know. I feel like that might have been like a Joe Exotic kind of zoo, though. Like maybe those kangaroos were underfed and like sort of drugged out because they were not. They were kind of listless for kangaroos.
They weren't doing
kangaroo clonopin.
kangaroo.
You're going to see some Australian outback guy with three teeth emerge from the woods, and it's like the crossover we all need.
That is, and we find out that he's like Steve Irwin's like third cousin. Stanley. He just didn't make the cut.
Stanley.
I mean, and he talks like Crocodile Dundee. So obviously, anyway, y'all, I just pressed record because we've all been kikiing. So we're going to talk today on the episode. We're going to talk about Tiger Queens because they both watch Tiger Queens, but we are at the end of the episode. We're queens. Sorry. We're going to talk about Tiger King, the hit show on Netflix, but we are going to also be talking about at the end of this episode a little bit of predictions for 90 Day Fiancé, as Poodle likes to say. What's now? Or what now?
What now?
What's now?
They you have really to say it like that, but
failed that's, in the names.
It has a question mark. It has a question mark in it. So it's like, what now?
I don't. Yeah. What now?
What
yeah,
now?
It should just be like WTF. What? Every yeah. title should contain WTF of every iteration of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
And but then Jake has to look up what that means.
Yes. He does have to look up what that means.
Googling now.
I want to real quick, because I'll forget if I do this at the end. Real quick, y'all just give us a little brief. For anybody who hasn't listened to Pink Shade or Pain in the Pod, if y'all each should just give a little descriptor of what people are fucking missing. What you do?
Go, well, they are missing Mary Payne and I. This is Aaron speaking right now. And they're missing us argue about who's hot and who's not on 90 Day Fiancé. We recap 90 Day every week as part of the regular Pink Shade podcast, which is mine. I also cover Housewives on there. I do sometimes little true crime and then Married at First Sight, Temptation Island, just whatever the hell comes up. And then on Patreon, we have a Hey Bunky Patreon where we recap, oh my God, just whatever shit show of the moment we're interested in. We try to do a variety. So right now, I think we have Vanderpump Rules on the docket. I mean, we've done everything from Smothered to... What are some of the stupid... Plathville.
We did one episode of that. Is that like the Smothers Brothers trying to find love?
Smothers is you know how TLC produces, or they just like kind of throw shows on for 6 weeks, and they're like, here's a show, and it never comes back and never has a season two. This was one of those shows. It was where daughters and mothers had inappropriately close relationships, dressed like each other, and ruined each other's lives, and we were living for it.
Yeah, I'm still living for it. Also, we covered the nail salon one. What was that one?
Claws.
Unpolished. I think we're going to do Dragnificent, which is premiering on TLC the 26th, which is a team of drag queens coming in to make over frumpy straight women. We're down.
We're down.
We're down for that to happen.
Mary's literally just pointing to herself in the video.
They used to call that Drag Me Down the Aisle, and then they got married. But this is their one where now they don't have to get married.
I think this is a good revamp. It's a good revamp.
It is. It's a revamp. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's similar to that. I don't know. So we just cover a whole bunch of stuff. Mary Payne and I have teamed up now for about a year. We did a 90 Day Fiancé where we met on the internet, you guys. And we kind of dated for a while, you know, in the chat rooms, as the old people say. And then when did we first meet in person? We flew to LA. Okay. We did a Pink Shade meetup out there last year around this time. And it was hilarious because it was like a fucking 90 Day Fiancé situation. I told my husband, like, I'm going to meet my friend from the internet. And he's like, don't get murdered. I'm like, okay.
We did. We met up at LAX. Like, hey, what's up? Let's go to our Airbnb. You go to your room. We quickly discovered we make great, great roommates. We like to have our own space. Nobody's trying to like share a bucket bath. We did very well. We did very well as roommates. So then we decided to start Hey Bunky after that. Yeah.
Yeah, and Mary Payne, you've got your Pain in the Pod.
So Pain in the Pod is a podcast that's now been out almost, a year and a half, and I talk about podcasts. So speaking of Tiger King, I last year talked to Robert Moore, who did the podcast Over My Dead Body, Joe Exotic. So a podcast comes along, and one of two things happen. I just like it, and then I reach out to the podcaster, and we talk about it. Or sometimes they reach out to me, which is sort of a nice
turn of events. And then we talk about the podcast. And also this week, like on my Patreon, I had Aaron come on and we talked about the Netflix special Love Me, which is the precursor to 90 Day Fiancé. So I do stuff like that too. Yeah, it's really good. So, you know, I am a podcaster talking to podcasts. Like, you really, honestly, there's not many podcasts you could name where I haven't talked to the podcaster. It's great for them and it's great for me because I get the whole scoop on the podcast and then they get to, you know, promote it. So it works out.
That's wonderful.
You're just like a natural, like, you're a natural interviewer.
Like, oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
That's a, you're just no, that's I a could southern see. Way of saying you're nosy as fuck like me. Yeah. We need to know, bitch.
No. Yes. Yeah, I like the story. I like to get in there. I like to get the story. Like, don't give me a little piece of information. Let's just go ahead and get it all out.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about, we're going to talk about Tiger King now. And y'all, on our show, we have these kind of moments that we call, that was some shit. And so.
No, that's some shit. Why can't we stay on brand for one fucking minute?
We can't stay on brand for 1 minute.
That's some shit.
Our den mother in our Facebook group, Jackie Weissman, is just listening to the car going, fuck. she tried so hard. Anyway, so, okay. So, that's some shit. What were some moments of Tiger King, which, Mary, maybe you, I haven't listened to the Joe Exotic podcast, so maybe there's some shit that we didn't see that you know about. What's kind of like, what were standing out for y'all in this show?
I mean, where do you start? I mean, seriously, where do you want us to start? Because, I mean, every single character has got some shit. Right?
Yeah, and did you feel
I would like to start with getting your arm ripped off and going back to work a fucking week later.
Oh, Saf? Saf? What's her name?
Woo! Saf. Yeah. And it's his. He goes by his now because he's trans. So he
goes by. Well, that's
news.
We had to change ours.
In any case, an arm was literally torn off. It was like, do you want surgery or do you want to just chop it off? She's like, just go ahead and take it. Then goes back to work within a week and is doing interviews. Like, yeah, it's all good. We good. I'm like, this is insanity.
And that's just war. I know. Where the amputation was just the norm. You could get it reconstructed. It's like, take it off. Take it off.
I am busy.
I am busy. I have got tigers to feed. I have got to go. I got to get back there. They really need me. In the podcast, they do not talk about Doc and his harem of women is not discussed at all. So for me watching it, that was brand new information. And it made me think a lot about my friend Aaron here, who covers cults and, you know, spoiler alert, was born in a cult. And I couldn't believe Doc. I couldn't believe those women. I was like, what sex appeal does this soul patch ponytail guy have?
Cult leaders don't need sex appeal. They just need exotic animals. I mean, he is the perfect cult leader. I actually felt bad for Joe because Joe was just not a successful cult leader. Like, he needed, I could have coached him.
That is 100% accurate.
Yeah.
That is so true. He was like a cult leader in training. He was trying so hard. And Doc Antle had it all out there. He had like pseudo religion. He had exotic animals. He had women who felt bad about themselves.
Yep.
He had
the outfits, he had the forced surgeries, he had people living in little harems. I mean, he just had it all together. Yeah, he had the whole, like, I went to an ashram in Virginia or some shit, and therefore now I call myself Doc, name. It was, he was amazing at being a cult leader, therefore he was successful. And Joe
he's
was
using
just
his
like
young hot son. I think I know that Doc is using his young son, who is cute. He's all shirtless in his Instagram, and he has like a million followers because he's just cute and shirtless with animals.
They call himself the real life Tarzan.
But I'm like, I bet he uses his son to fuck his other wives because they don't want to mess with him because he's old and fat. I'm just saying. I bet there's some shit there.
Oh, there's so much shit there. I really want a spinoff of just that situation. Yes. I would love to see way more of what is going on there because the human element of what's happening in this documentary obviously supersedes even what's happening with the animals.
100%.
It's kind of sad, though, because it's like so dark and tragic, you know, what's going on with these animals. And if you can get past that and then watch this for the human shit show, that's really what the story is.
I totally agree with you, and it's why one of the reasons that I liked the documentary, but I thought they really missed the mark on that, because the human story was, and I think the filmmaker started out trying to make it about the animals, but the stories were just so ridiculous that you just were kept being drawn into all of the intrigue, and the animals just got left over.
I want to ask you guys, what is your thought on the two extremely straight husbands that married Joe? Like, what's that about? Like, I mean, they say one of them was on the Jenny McCarthy
show today. They got to talk to the guy with only three teeth.
No, he got
he has teeth now.
He's quite attractive with his teeth.
It's a whole set of chompers now. And he was here's as someone who has seduced several straight men in my time.
Here is, well,
I can't really tell you exactly how it's done, but it was all a power thing. He found them, and I actually listened to Joe Exotic, Tiger King on the Wondery thing. I listened to the interview with John Finley.
Me too.
Where he said Moore, I believe, was saying, how did he couldn't understand. He's like, well, kind of started off as a blowjob when he gave it to me in the trailer. and then it escalates, like, not really. Kept on doing that for a couple months, and then I just found it home in a zoo. So he basically groomed both of them. He found them when they had nothing and gave them a family. So it really wasn't about this. It's so interesting because it's not about sexuality at all. They'll do anything because he makes them feel special enough, and then he cuts off all of their contact with the outside world. He moved Travis's mother there. So you create this kind of cult that, as you said, just wasn't very efficient, like Doc Antle's was.
Yeah, get it together. Just couldn't really, really get it together. That's exactly right. He did groom them, and they were essentially children. And then, close off communication with the outside world, open up the floodgates to drugs and addiction. And that's the perfect recipe to make whoever do whatever you want and be dependent on you.
Don't forget the meth. Don't forget the meth.
Well, we can't forget the meth, man.
I was talking to somebody about it, and I said, you need to stop thinking of it as these men were in love with him. And even though they were 18, 19, you need to start thinking about this. This is sexual abuse, and he's a sexual predator. And when I said that, they went, oh. Because then we see, because again, a lot of abuse is not about, like Poodle said, it's not about sexuality at all. So for me, it makes complete sense because it's why we kind of go back and forth, and maybe y'all can answer this too. Like, do you feel like, well, first of all, this is a two-part question. A, do you think Joe was framed? And B, even if he was framed or not, do you think he deserves to be in jail and kind of getting the karmic retribution? What do y'all think about that?
Yes to both. Yes, he was probably framed, and yes, he deserves to be in jail. But I think Jeff Lowe also deserves to be in jail.
Oh, 100%. He is so gross. He's the grossest of them all.
Vile.
He's a Brett Michaels wannabe with that headband, fake hair, and that, like,
he's doing some real nasty shit behind closed doors too. Yes. You know he is. Like, ooh.
Gross role play sex shit.
Trafficking too. For sure.
Yes, he has trafficking. He's like the whiff of trafficking all around him. He smells like human trafficking.
He and his wife were on David Spade's show, because David Spade's kind of doing a at-home show. Now, somebody told me that David Spade has several people on, and since Aaron and I are going to start talking about it this week,
He had John too. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want to watch it so I can be prepared. So I can really be prepared for my journalism. but yeah, he had him on. I was like, you're not giving these people any more attention. Oh my God, it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you listen to the podcast, which I'm just now doing, I didn't listen to it when it was out, even though, don't tell Mary Payne that, even after you interviewed him, because it just was like, I was like, oh, what, a zookeeper, whatever. But now I'm listening to the podcast after watching the Netflix series, and it is interesting how the Netflix series, I don't want to say glorified Joe Exotic, but they definitely didn't get into the dark stuff about his mistreatment of animals and kind of the seedier stuff he was doing. It's laid more bare on the podcast.
Absolutely. Yes. I heard when Robert Moore was on Andy Cohen, that's what he said. He said, you know, the Netflix series sort of makes it out like he's a good guy. He's not a good guy.
He's not.
You know, he's not a fun country singing character. He doesn't even. And Robert Moore was like, I can't believe that the Netflix show didn't even like specifically say, obviously, he's not singing these songs. People were like, well, yeah, it's a great singing voice. Come on. He talks like a cartoon character. He doesn't then come out with his voice.
I mean, he's like, I need animal rocks, people. And the thing about it is that completely bowled me over the meta of him listening, driving around listening to him, his songs, and it's not him singing it. And then when he performed one of his songs at Travis's funeral, and he didn't really sing it, he lip-synced it quietly. And I'm just like, I was aghast.
I mean, he really knows how to stay on brand better than we do, Poodle.
I agree.
I saw a tiger, and a tiger saw a man.
And a tiger saw... one of my favorite country bands, Midland, recorded that song. I don't know if you know the country band Midland. They did a cover of...
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
I saw a tiger, and a tiger saw a man.
And they sound so good doing it.
But I mean, isn't that who did it? Like, if you go to his shop and buy it, it's not him. It's not Midland that's doing it. It's somebody else.
It's two musicians. I never forget their names. They can probably sue me for this, for just saying them. Like, oh, what are their names again?
And they're like on the edge. They're living on the edge, or edge of town, or edge of glory, or edging. I don't know.
That's nothing like what it is.
But it's like Millie, Millie Vanilli.
But it's just two guys from Washington State who either Joe found on the internet, and I believe Joe probably did write the songs. I think Joe does have a songwriting credit. I still stand by the fact that, hey, Here Kitty Kitty is a fantastic tune.
That video.
With great lyrics.
It's a good
insanely
song.
Good.
You know,
the video of like the dressed up Carole Baskin. I'm like, how'd you find a body double like that? Is that Carole Baskin? Also, how hilarious is it, even though the Netflix documentary is making everyone obsessed with him, the fact that this was really supposed to be like Carole Baskin's moment to shine and show all these people for being assholes, and now the whole world hates her and thinks she killed her husband.
Yeah.
She did kill her husband.
Carole killed her husband. Everyone knows it.
Y'all, the opinions of 90 Day Gays and Pink Shade and Pain for Pod are up to interpretation and not factual in any case at all. Just want to say that.
I said allegedly. Didn't you hear me? I said allegedly.
Allegedly.
You know,
her current husband, time's ticking on him, too. I said it here. I'll own that.
He is like the saddest little creature. He's just kind of goes behind her. Okay, whatever you say. Do. I mean, he's pitiful.
A tiger cage one of these days. Mark my words.
Accidentally. Yeah.
He's like Mr. Mackey from South Park. Okay. He is. With the big ears. He really is. He's Mr. Mackey.
It is odd exactly how right. There is. I didn't realize it. I mean, I kind of did, but yeah, there. You know, I am from Oklahoma, like 30 minutes from where this park is. That's where I live. So I have a bunch of friends and family that even the other friends are like, they said, why would I watch Joe Exotic? Like, I know those people. They're in my fucking family. But he is seen as this lovable, like, oh, Joe. And nobody sees kind of this sickness and kind of darkness within him. So it'll be, you know, with like Cardi B wanting to free him and all this shit. Like,
it's no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's in a full campaign.
Coronavirus!
That I watched that clip like 12 times.
I'm just saying, he's going to get out of jail probably early on an appeal. And he'll probably, bless his heart, the last thing Joe Exotic needs is fame. That's the worst thing for him.
That's all he's ever wanted.
But
it's all he's ever
thing.
Wanted.
It's the worst thing.
Can't handle it.
Getting it. He is absolutely getting it right now.
Don't pull over. That's just an ambulance running by. Yeah. We say that every time on our show. Y'all don't pull over. It's just an ambulance.
It's an ambulance. Well, that was a good...
You know, I feel your pain, though. I feel your pain because, seriously, when Making a Murderer came out, I live really close to Stephen Averyville.
Oh.
Making a Murderer on Netflix. So, like, everyone from Wisconsin was just dying of shame when that documentary came out because everyone interviewed has like three brain cells, you know, his whole family, everyone in the town. And it's like, oh Lord. And they're all like, oh, you know, hey, Daryl. Okay. I'm like, oh my God.
It was the worst Wisconsin accents. They were really bad.
For real.
Oh, I love when they do the phone calls from prison. Oh, phone calls from prison. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Dylan, stay strong.
I'm going to look up that word when I get off the phone. Yeah.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Well, it's probably, Aaron, I love you so much, so much. We should probably talk about our favorite people. Y'all, we're going to jump into talk about 90 days. What now? We're going to talk about some some predictions and what we're excited about for the new season, the new spinoff of 90 Day Fiancé, which, if you don't fucking know, comes out April 20th, 420, y'all, on a Monday night. So we're going to have, during this quarantine, y'all, we're going to have double, I can't speak Spanish. Como se dice double? Oh, dose. We're going to have dose. We're going to have dose 90 Day Fiancés. Sorry, Erin is leveled now. She can't even speak. But what are y'all excited about for this new season?
Well, before Erin goes on a 20-minute diatribe about her boyfriend, Zed, I am very excited about the Ronald Tiffany situation because, as we know in real time, they are not together. Oh. And who knows? What did Ronald do? That's the question. That's the question. What did Ronald do?
Now,
what? So I love Ronald, my boy. My boy?
My boy.
My boy, lock the car because someone will murder you at the stoplight, my boy. Don't worry, my boy. We're going to live behind this barbed wire, my boy. It's
my boy. Do you know what sex trafficking is? Do you know what anal rape is, my boy? Do you like the chair, my boy?
Yeah. Why does Ronald always come off like he's just gotten out of prison like 3 months ago? Everything is really hardcore with him.
It's kind of sexy.
I understand.
He wants you to knew you were going to say that.
It's kind of sexy. Like, we've got to do it in the alley because it's dangerous.
And even more pressing, will Tiffany cover her shoulders?
No, she likes a cutout.
She loves a cutout.
Angela and Tiffany are sisters from another sister. When it comes to that, they both love a cutout.
They do.
Love a shoulder cutout. Because when you're a lady of a certain age, which Tiffany is not, you're trying to cover the upper sun damage part and just put out the shoulder that maybe didn't get the sun damage.
That's right. We're here to tell you those shirts were invented for ladies like us.
Yes.
Because, you're like, what can I show these days? It's down to my shoulder. All I got left is a fucking shoulder. That's all
the back. The back of the neck hasn't seen a lot of
neck. I need a back neck. I can show this. So,
that looked like a good clavicle.
I don't know what we're going to see with Jesse. When I told Aaron Jesse's going to be on there with somebody, she said Jesse in his hand, which was pretty rude. but who's going to date Jesse? Those ladies in the nursing home? I don't know.
It's going to be someone who he'll try to control and he'll have stupid little fights with. He's a terrible, terrible human being. And probably one of the nastiest manipulators I've ever seen on television.
He's a gas. That Dixie Chick song could be about him.
Gaslighter.
Oh yeah, that could be written for him. Absolutely. Don't you guys think Tom is kind of in the Jesse camp though with that behavior? I mean, Darcy's the perfect victim for all of it, but Tom is like Jesse light to me.
No, wrong.
Yes, I hate Tom. How dare you?
I go ahead, Poodle. You take.
I have stronger feelings. I think Tom is, if you've ever heard of the phrase dilettante, Tom goes through this world with trying little things at a time. And Tom is dating Darcy and this show, just trying to get his brand together. I think he has less intention to hurt Darcy. I don't think he really was ever in love with her. But I don't think he's as insidious as Jesse is. Jesse just wants to fuck with people's brains.
True.
But, I like Tom, but only as far as I would trust him. I don't know. That's kind of where I am with Tom. He looks good this season, though.
He looks amazing.
Really good. He looks so Monday. Good. He looks
really You know what's interesting about Tom is that when he takes off that suit, he's all tatted up underneath like a bad boy. Mm-hmm. I like it.
He's cute.
Ooh, someone's got a crush.
I love him.
She's got a big crush. But No. We got to talk about
speaking of crushes,
the real crush.
Yeah. I love Rebecca, and not a lot of people do, but like I love Rebecca. I love everything about her. So I'm excited to see them. But Aaron, I'm just going to say go, and you just do what you do when it comes to Zia.
Okay.
Go.
Ed is my
man.
Take a water break.
Take a pee break. You can take a number two. You can go in the bucket. You can do what you need to do. Zied is my man, and here's why. I could not wrap my head around the attraction to him at the beginning. I was like, because people were like, oh, he's kind of hot, and I'm like, he's disgusting. He looks like a fat Rasputin.
I said he was hot.
I was like, he looks like he needs to be like whispering in the king's ear. And I didn't get it. And then I fell in love with him out of nowhere. I mean, and I fell hard, you guys, hard. Like I was superimposing my face on Rebecca's face. I was like, how do I get the t-shirt with my face on Zied's body? Like with a whole different face than my face too, just like Rebecca does.
Yeah. And he looks
Something
good
about
now.
Him seems so pure. And I'm not even joking. I'm not even being funny about that. Something about him was so pure. And I was like, he's like the most real dude that's been on this show possibly in 6 seasons.
He's very childlike. Yeah. And I think, too, the other side of this is when they do move in and she says, Zied, you have to start mowing the lawn. He goes, me no want to. Then we get good television. Where it'll be like they're honeymooners and he has to learn how to become a husband. That'll be interesting.
That will be amazing. I also want to see him use his newly earned HVAC certificate and go around fixing people's furnaces. And I'm going to bust mine as soon as he gets in this area. I'm going to take a hammer to that furnace to get Zied over here.
Yeah.
He actually got that certification. I'm like, that's what he's going to do. He's going to go to people's houses and be like, hello, I'm here too. work, so much work.
Yeah, I was impressed he got that, because my father is been a pretty plumber good. For 30 years, a plumbing contractor, so he's got all that. That's not necessarily easy to get all that type of certification, so I was impressed.
No. Yeah, it's hard, and just went to a rising senior night before we were all quarantined for my rising senior for high school, and they were like, look, here's the thing. Your kid may not be on the college tracker. Your may kid want to take a gap year. I'm like, what am I, Prince Harry? No gap year. But they're saying, you know, the things that pay the most are you could go to coding school for 6 weeks and be making tons more money than anybody else that went to college. Or you could literally become, they're like, that's one of the top three things, HVAC makes the most money. HVAC, plumbing,
so
things like this.
So much money.
So much money.
My
so
father has never been affected by a recession, ever.
Of course.
No, ever. Never. But haven't you guys heard that HVAC is the number one trade taught in prisons?
No.
Wow. Ooh, I wish I had an air conditioner to bust.
I'm telling you, it's a love. Okay, let's talk Love After Lockup. Do you guys watch that?
We're going to start the new season because we're going to start that new season when it comes in the summer.
That's going
to
go on our
Patreon. The guy who was just on this season, that's also Sharp Entertainment. That's a Matt Sharp baby, but sold to WeTV, which is, you know, one rung lower than the Learning Channel. So
we were just looking at WeTV today because I think we're going to do an episode each month called Buy Curious. Where we do just one episode of whatever the fuck we want to do on our Gatreon.
I love that.
I think we're going to be, what's that show called again, Poodle?
It's called Extreme Love.
Nope.
Don't do it.
It looks so fascinating.
You guys will have a ball. You'll have a ball doing it. You'll like it, but no.
No, we're just gonna do one episode. We can't do all of it.
I mean, it's better than like the foot fucking doctor or whatever TLC commercials.
No.
Yeah, but no. So, Love After Lockup though. Jean, that she can't. The woman who is dating this guy can't pronounce his name. His name's John. Jean came out of prison and went straight into people's homes to start fixing their furnaces. And I was like,
what about the convicted pedophile? The convicted pedophile that lives two doors down from me has his giant Mr. Handyman truck in front of his house. He is convicted. You can type him in, search him up, and he shows up two doors down from me, and he drives up in his Mr. Handyman truck. Here I am. Where are your small children? I'm coming to fix your basement. It's terrible.
You can leave Mary him alone with me. It's neighbor. Fine. Mary Payne's convicted pedophile neighbor literally drives a white van. I mean, it cannot get any crazier than that.
And I was just like, we're self-distancing. Stay over there.
At least it's on brand.
It is on brand.
Also, Zied, he's gotten a glow up recently to get back to my man Zied, since we don't want to lose that thread. And I am not necessarily on board with it. I mean, his hair is cut. He's lost a few pounds. I like the chunky, greasy-haired Zied. That's the one I came to know and love. That's the one I fell in love with. That's what I superimposed my picture with.
Who smells like pure tobacco.
Oh, totally.
Smells like pure tobacco.
he wore fluorescent colors. He loved like the bright blues and the sweaters that were barely holding him in.
He loves primary color. He loves a Cookie Monster sweater or like a Big Bird sweater.
It's more like a Pooh Bear because the stomach is almost just coming out on the bottom.
And he loves Rebecca when she's in that little like Holly Hobby getup or whatever that she was in that didn't cover her tattoos.
So much.
Oh, love.
Can't wait to see him on time. He is
great.
There's also Corey and Evelyn are back.
Who cares?
Corey, the stupidest person in America.
Is he though? We have so many more stupider
That's
people.
That's true. Yeah. He's just very gullible. He's just very and there's a big it's interesting, most men I find who watch the show really despise Evelyn. Because they see her as a cheater, and most women say, Corey knew what he was getting into. Evelyn's just doing her thing.
I don't think he quite knew that. I don't either. Well, my assessment of him is that he grew up on a cult, basically. I mean, he grew up on that fucking crazy compound with his family, not really knowing any girls. Evelyn is like the hottest, most exotic thing to him. He's a cult kid. When I look at him, I see a cult kid.
He grew up on that murder farm.
He doesn't know better in a lot of ways. Like, he doesn't pick up on nuances. It's real fucked up.
And she's probably got a magic pussy, as we say on our on our show.
Oh, yeah.
But there is I think she just has one is all that's required for Corey.
He's like, I'll sell my car. I'll fly to you. I'll marry you. I'll buy you a bar.
I'll get a shot.
Remember him getting a shot? You guys, he got shots.
That's why people need to go out there and get that D when you're young, because when you know better, you hoe better.
Exactly.
Y'all, and when basically when he went down there, every man he met who was her friend, she fucked.
Yeah.
And it's like there's so many red flags. Please, someone talk to him about this.
Well, and I don't get it either. Like, Evelyn is Mary, and there's something about Mary. I mean, every guy wants her. Every guy's like bashing Corey as he walks on the beach. He doesn't know how to speak Spanish. They're all calling him the wrong name. I'm like, what is happening that Evelyn is the hot commodity here? Like, let me move to that town, please.
Well, Laura and Aladdin also moved to that town and got her some guys for a while. And now she's on this new show. I'm like, why do we have to look at them talk to each other through a phone and sweat? Like, I don't need to see them.
She's enjoying her 5 minutes. She's enjoying her time.
She's on a Lisa level.
No one's on a Lisa level.
No one is going to raw dog that man like the American Gouda that I'm going to give him. He's going to love this flesh on flesh that he's never, ever had.
No, I can't do it.
She's like, have you heard the song? Have you heard the song?
Did you hear the song he made in GarageBand? It's amazing.
She really is. I've never seen anyone on television who has creeped me out so much. Everything about her.
It's a lot.
She's straight out of York, Pennsylvania, and I say that because I grew up right next to York, Pennsylvania. Home of the band Live. Home of the band Live, who created a song called Shit Town about their hometown of York, Pennsylvania. It is so, when I look at her, and again, these are my people. So I look at her, I'm like, yeah, she's from York. I mean, she is like hardcore. I think you guys refer to it as Pennsyltucky. That's exactly what we call it. It is like there's cities and then there's Pennsyltucky. And you're like, am I in the deep south? No, I'm in Pennsylvania. Like, I'm north of the Mason-Dixon line. What's happening to me? But
there are rednecks everywhere.
Rednecks everywhere. Right. As you say, it's something different between country and what is it?
Me? You could be Southern or you could be country.
Southern or country. Yeah. So Lisa's ancillary characters are who I'm interested in. Like, who she was bringing forth in the initial scenes, I was like, I live for this.
Oh, yeah.
Like the girl with the huge tattoo of Marilyn Monroe. Her arm.
Or the guy who had like a bald faux hawk.
Rocky. I was like, Rocky. His name was Rocky.
Yeah, amazing. We all know a Rocky in the South.
Amazing.
My dad's second wife had a cousin named Rocky. He's dead now. Four wheeler accident.
My dad's second wife had a cousin named Rocky. All right, I got it.
Mary Payne, we always talk about Southern stories always kind of start out nice, but they always end sad. There's never a nice way. And you won't believe her. Little girl down the road. She was always so pretty. You won't believe this. She just had a baby who died. Everything. It's like the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. Yep. I just FaceTime and call him with my mom a lot. I'll be like, well, what's the story there? And she'll be like, well, you won't believe this. You know, so-and-so. And then, you know, they had that wedding and now 12 people have the coronavirus. I'm like, glad y'all probably thought it was fake down there in Trumpville. Not so fake now.
I love it.
We clearly could talk to y'all forever. And you guys, we are going to keep talking to them. We are going to be jumping on. We're going to be on Pink Shade, correct? So
two flamers going to Pink Shade.
So if you want to jump on that, tell everybody, Aaron, real quick, where everybody can. Well, if you just wherever you listen to podcasts, just look up Pink Shade, and that's where they'll find us. And I will put a link to Pink Shade and Pain with the Pod in the show notes. And y'all, reviews, merch, Patreon, Gatron, all that shit, who cares? We're going to continue the conversation, and we'll see you over on Pink Shade. Thanks again, ladies.
Thank you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.